Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, January 10th, 2019. On this day in 1927, Fritz Lang's futuristic film Metropolis was released in Germany. It is sometimes said that what makes cyclists happy annoys some pedestrians. The Senate wants to test green arrow signage, which only applies to cyclists, at 5 Berlin intersections. According to the Berliner Zeitung, the pedestrian lobby is critical of this. Stefan Lieb, managing director of the German Foot Traffic Association, or FUS, warned that, quote, the number of conflicts will increase. The green arrow allows one to turn right on red if you stop briefly and no one is endangered. As reported, a version for cyclists only will be tested in 9 cities by the end of 2019. In 2020, the Ministry of Transport wants to decide whether the cyclist's arrow will become part of road traffic regulations. Jan Thompson, spokesman for the Senate Traffic Administration, remarked that Berlin had tried to participate in the federal pilot project, but was not considered. Red Red Greens, however, had agreed in the coalition agreement that the green arrow for cyclists would be tested here. Therefore, Berlin will start its own pilot project parallel to the project of the Federal Highway Research Institute and under the same conditions. The 5 signs are to be installed in the first quarter of 2019, preferably in February. In January of 2020, PTV, which is also the contractor of the Federal Highway Research Institute, is to submit the final report. In 2018, PTV had recorded the volume of traffic at the 5 intersections, taking care not to exploit the privacy of those recorded. Data protection was ensured by recording the video in low quality and hanging the cameras high. And it's reported that faces and distinguishing characteristics are not recognizable in the selected resolution. Such surveys will be carried out in the same locations between May and July 2019 and then can be compared. Nicolas Link of the General German Bicycle Club praises the signs, stating that cycling will become more attractive and the police will be relieved. FUS spokesman Lieb, on the other hand, doubts that every cyclist will pay attention to pedestrians before turning off as required, leading to accidents. Lieb is quoted as saying, quote, the green arrow is detrimental to foot traffic. The number of green arrows in Berlin, which apply to all vehicles, has been reduced to around 1/3 in recent years. There were 60 traffic signs of this type in the autumn, and their number has not changed since then. According to Thompson, quote, it is not generally planned to remove all green arrow signs. However, it still needs to be clarified how the problem of right-turning traffic via green arrows fits into the pedestrian traffic concept that is being developed. A sample photo of the sign, as well as the junctions where the signs will be tested, can be found by following the link in our show notes. The Turkish community in Germany is launching a new advisory service against religious extremism. The online project, called Emel, is aimed at people who fear that someone in their environment might be interested in an extremist ideology or might have joined such a group. According to project manager Nevin Uka, parents of Turkish, Arabic, and German origin are to be targeted who have not yet been addressed by existing offers. The consultations are possible anonymously, by email, or also as a chat to a fixed date. According to project manager Uka, the offer will initially be available until the end of 2019. This is a model project funded by the European Union and the Federal Ministry of Family Affairs. After years of discussions about shooting ranges contaminated with harmful substances, 453 sick Berlin police officers will receive financial compensation. According to a report by Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD, a good 3 million euros will be paid out. A total of 785 police officers applied for financial compensation. 332 of them were rejected by a commission appointed by the Senate, consisting of two doctors and a former social judge. The others, shooting coaches and other officers, now receive payments from a compensation fund. According to earlier figures, the amount is estimated at between 2 to 80,000 euros per victim, depending on the severity of the illness. Those affected had spent a lot of time in the shooting ranges and repeatedly criticized that the air there was harmful or toxic. This is said to be due to asbestos in insulating materials and poor ventilation, which did not exhaust the gunpowder vapor. It has not yet been proven, however, if there is a definitive connection between the condition of the shooting ranges and the illnesses of the officers. A study by the Charité University Clinic is underway on this subject. According to Geisel, the Senate sees the compensation payments as unbureaucratic financial aid. In connection with the so-called shooting range affair, the public prosecutor's office is investigating, among others, former police chief Klaus Kant and his former deputy and current general prosecutor, Margareta Koppers. Due to bridge work, the northern Berliner Ring between the Pankow motorway junction and the Mühlenbeck junction will be closed over the weekend. Both directions are affected by the closure, as Stefan Schutz of the Havelland Autobahn announced on Wednesday. The bridge work will take place as part of the construction project to widen the A10 to 6 lanes. From 10 p.m. this Friday until 5 a.m. Monday, the route section shall be closed and detours will be clearly marked. Those traveling in the direction of Hamburg will be diverted from the Schönlindestrasse junction via the B109 and the B273. Drivers in the direction of the Prenzlau, Frankfurt, Oder, Dresden will be diverted from the Mühlenbeck junction. Motorways 10 and 24 between the Dreieck-Pankow and the Neurippen junction are, according to Schutz, among the busiest routes in the capital region. By 2020, they are to be expanded and renewed without interrupting operations. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.